This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 3 minutes past eight and Rach has the biggest smile on her face because not only are we here out loud and proud with you on Joy Breakfast, but we're not alone in the studio, are we, Rach?
No, I'm so happy. It's like a happy, sad thing, you know, when you love something so much it makes you want to cry. I'm at that point right now.
We did let you all know that we have a puppy joining us here in the studio live.
And when Dean said puppy, I was like, okay, it's going to be like a six-month-old puppy that's running around and like, rah, rah, rah. No, the puppy in the studio is a week and a half old. Her name is Beans and she's approximately the size of a hand.
She's so gorgeous.
And she's currently just like drinking her little milk. She's like, can you hear it?
No, well, I mean,
she's just stopped, of course.
Much quieter than Ari was when we had Ari come and join us on the show.
Yeah, he's 7 months old and he was trying to eat the microphone. That's
exactly. Like, we're going to get to that point, though, aren't we? And pets do grow up after all.
Exactly right. Now, before we get to that, I just want to touch on the fact that we have a picture of a dog that has come through as well.
I know, we're surrounded
by
dogs.
And I believe that this is Sir Frederick. And this is going back to what would you be surviving on if
your car
broke down and all you had was what was in your car. Now, Wayne has messaged in saying, in the Kimmy car, I keep a bag in the boot with tissues, a pen, oil, water, emergency kit, a towel, cap, and tennis balls. Too sensible.
Sir Frederick
has precisely four balls.
Yeah, so obviously because you have a pet, you're completely prepared. Like, you have options. You're a thinker. So any parents out there as well would probably be in the same scenario. They've always got some biscuits or something.
True. But now Wayne has also sent another message saying, I didn't say I'd survive. It's just what I keep in the car.
So okay, fair call.
Very sensible items. Although, is it cooking oil or is it car oil? That's what I need to determine.
Well, in my mind, the minute I thought of oil, I'm like, why would I have oil in my car? And it would just be to remove my makeup.
Makeup removing oil. Fair enough. Now, Dean, why do we have a puppy in the studio?
Well,
that's the question of the century.
That is true because joining us today is Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue, which is an animal shelter and community hospital in Melbourne's north that helps change the lives of many animals with the aims to rehome them to families that can care for them when they need to and properly. So Marissa, this is where my head's being this morning, is the CEO of Scar and founder, joining us here on Joy Breakfast. And we want to know about what it takes to prep for a new pet, which is something you know already, but I think it's great that we have a newborn pet with us here in the studio to kind of learn about that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on air today, guys. It's great to be here. And little Beans is very excited, as you can probably hear her chirping away in my little front backpack here. Look, I guess adopting a new pet is such a big commitment, and we all love animals. We love cats and dogs, but before taking one into your home on an ongoing basis, you need to do your research. I think that's the most important part.
I think one of the things that I like kill plants, no matter how hard I try. Like, I'm great with looking after someone else's pet.
Yep.
I'm great with looking after, you know, someone else's pet for a period of time and their children. But, like, any kind of long length of time would terrify me. Like, yeah. Is it like thinking like for your house maybe? Do you have to think like baby-proofing and things like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. So there's so many things you need to think about. So first of all, what type of pet are you going to get, you know? Looking at the breed. If you're going to look at it, getting a new dog, you know, do you have an active lifestyle? Can you handle a Kelpie who's going to need a lot of exercise? Or do you need a greyhound who's a little bit more subdued and is happy to lie around the house after a good walk?
I never even thought of that. Like, I just thought dog.
And you also have to think about like the type of house that you're in as well.
Absolutely.
Right? Because not all animals suit all housing.
Do you
types.
Have a big backyard? You know, do you have enough space for a dog to run around? Is a cat a better option?
That's true, because here's one of the things I was thinking where, I mean, you can plan and you can research, and there's certain general touchstones that different dogs or pets have, but every pet still has its own personality and own way of doing things. So it's never a guarantee, is it?
No, exactly right. So many different things to take into account. Their activity levels, their needs, do they need ongoing grooming, what type of food they need.
I'm panicking now.
Have you looked at the vets in the area? Have you looked at groomers? Have you looked at trainers? When you go away, what you going to do? You know, you need to take everything into account.
I should be writing this down.
I'm here, Dean. I'll help you. Don't worry.
So just say you've worked out the perfect pet for the type of house that you have. Just say you're like, yep, I'm gonna get one. How do you know when you're truly ready?
Oh, it's a really good question. I don't know if anybody's ever truly ready. It's like having kids. You learn the hard way sometimes. I think I'm like,
that's my problem. With kids, you have a little bit more time to prepare and mentally prepare, and your body goes through changes. Pets are a different story.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think if you do your research, you've done the right thing, you've picked the right pet, you've got the help that you need with your good vets, your good trainers. You can hear little bees chirping away. I guess you need to look at the time that you've got available. Do you have the money that's going to take? Their pet's going to take. It's an ongoing commitment. You know, if you're lucky, you get a good 15, 20 years out of a pet. It's a lot of time, a lot of money. If they become unwell, do you have money set aside? Are you going to look at pet insurance?
Insurance is a good idea for pets.
Yeah, it is. It's like one of these things. You don't get car insurance and then you have a bloody accident and you need it. So it's a really good idea. And then, like you said, Dean, you need to cat or dog proof your house. You know? TV cables, cords, poisons, plants. There's so much to take into account.
And I think when we think of a pet, we automatically think of when they're older and bigger. Mm. You know, we think of the fun times we're going to have going for walks and playing fetch. And it's a bit different. Like you've got a newborn right here with us right now. And it's so you've been... What has that been like?
Oh, my goodness. So it's around the clock care. So this little guy has some medical issues that I'm working on. So not only does she need medication morning and night, but she needs to be bottle fed every 2 hours, day and night. So hence the bags under my eyes.
You look great.
Oh, my goodness. I'm exhausted.
That's worse than a newborn. They're every 3 hours. Wow.
Oh, God. I'm remembering very quickly what it's like to have a newborn at home. But bottle feeding regularly, making sure that she goes to the toilet. She can't go on her own at this stage, so I've got to help her with that. And then, the fun stage comes up soon. So when she becomes a real dog and she's running around like crazy, then the puppy stage happens. Yeah. Hey, so she's going to be biting everything. She's going to be eating people's shoes. She's going to be getting into everything and really learning what is expected of her, I guess, as a dog. So there's a lot to take into account.
Now, what age is an appropriate age to adopt a dog, though?
Yeah. So as a shelter, we can't adopt any animal out to anybody that's under 8 weeks old. So anything over 8 weeks old, as then it can be de-sexed, microchip vaccinated, everything it needs, and it can go out into a new home. So generally, though, you don't want to take in an animal any younger than that anyway. They should be with their mum. They should be learning what they need to from mum. I can only teach this little puppy so much. It's so much better that it is with its mum dog, but I'll do the very best I can. But it's always better to be with their parents up until at least 8 weeks old.
Great shows. Great topics. Great radio. Joy 94.9.
That was Lara D with Bad Case of Loving You. It is 8:15 on your Monday morning, and we are joined by Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue.
Hello, team.
Now, and Beans. We can't forget Beans.
Yes, we can't forget Beans. There's no way to stop loving Beans.
Exactly right. No, Bad Case of Loving Beans. Now... Just like any sort of like community organization, you need people's support to help keep you running so that you can rescue more animals, because usually, you know,
costs a lot of money to rescue animals.
Well, we know that. We just had a radiothon here at Joy.
I heard. Yeah. I followed it. It was great. It was very exciting.
And a lot of people might not understand, you know, like the fundraising and stuff that goes into what you do and how you do it, because there's a lot that Second Chance Animal Rescue do.
It really never ends. So not only do we rescue dogs and cats, we run a lot of outreach programs. So we help people as well. So people that are doing it tough, that have pets, that are, say, fleeing from situations of family and domestic violence, that are dealing with homelessness, a number of different issues. So we help them keep their pets in their homes where they belong, rather than having the only option of surrendering their pets. Nobody wants to get rid of their furry friends. friend, especially in a time of crisis.
No. Mm-hmm, definitely. So you're doing an event on Thursday evening. Can you tell us a bit more about what's happening?
We are so excited. We will be at Moondog in Abbotsford, and the lovely Frock Hudson, who is sitting next
to
me right now, is coming along and will be performing for us, as well as comedian Lewis Spears. So we will be having a fun stand-up for Scar evening. As Dean said, it really does take a lot to fundraise, and we're not government funded. We know how hard it is to keep the doors open, so running any type of fundraiser really does, we do rely on the community to come along and support us. But this is going to be such a fun night. I think it'd be great for everyone to come along.
Absolutely. I think I need to get a giant cone for Frock to wear.
I think I can organise that.
Full of toys.
Absolutely.
That's the best.
I think I'm really going to embrace the
just see
animal.
What happens. I'm ready.
Animal nature.
Now, adoption fees barely cover all the things like de-sexing and vaccinations and that sort of stuff. What else would money, fundraised money go towards?
Look, it definitely helps every single animal that comes through. A lot of animals that come into our care need vital surgery, so not just de-sexings, vaccinations and microchips. Sometimes they need orthopedic surgeries. Mm. Animals like Beans, she's going to take a lot of money to get her to the point of getting ready for adoption. You know, orphan kits for these little guys that need to be bottle fed throughout the day and night. Helping the facility to stay open so that we can run our emergency boarding programs, all those sort of things, you know. So there's it never really ends. It's a 24-hour job, and it's a passion, a love job, I guess, at the same time. But we know how important it is to run this facility and these programs. So without fundraising and the community support, we won't be here.
Is there anything else that people can do if they're not in a financial position to help out?
Yeah, look, there's so many things people can do. One thing is foster. So looking after little animals like tiny little Beans here means that you don't need a lifetime commitment to own a pet, wink, wink, Dean.
Yeah.
you can look after one temporarily and help it be a stepping stone for that animal to find its forever home.
Well, I know Rach would be fine if I was bringing an animal and just caring for them every morning.
I could organise a studio pet.
And we can just take turns. And then it's not a full-time commitment for either. Oh, my God, let's do it.
And I think that's the thing for me as well. When my ex-housemate used to be like, can we get a dog? And when he finally moved in with his partner, they've gotten a dog together and he couldn't be happier. And my concern was always, you know, between the two of our schedules, we can't really hand off. Like, you've got to make sure you can, everyone's there. So a village mindset is kind of a good approach, isn't it?
100%. Look, it really does take a village. So it's not just us. We need you guys to help at the same time.
Absolutely.
And it's all for these little furry little guys. So at the end of the day, if we're on the same page, we should all be doing it together.
What about things like donating food or blankets or anything?
Absolutely.
Do you accept donations?
We actually run one of our outreach programs is called the Free Pet Food Pantry. So we have given out since the start of COVID over, let me get this number right, 380,000 free pet food meals since the start of COVID.
Wow.
So that's to people that were doing it tough, lost jobs, financially insecure, that needed to feed their pets. So many animals were actually getting surrendered because people couldn't afford to feed their pets.
Yeah, wow.
What was happening? It was just a crazy time frame. And it's still happening today. Interest rates are going up. Everybody knows how hard it is to buy groceries, let alone, you know, what's needed. So at the end of the day, if we can do that one little thing to stop animals being surrendered and keep pets and families together, we're going to do it. So your pet food donations help us go to that program and keep pets and families together.
Amazing. Well, if you want to find out more, head to secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au. Marissa and Beans, thank you so much for joining us. Can we welcome you back again sometime?
We would love to come back.
Beautiful.
I am happy to, chat to you at any stage.
Wonderful. So. And we'd love to hear how Beans is going in
you
their
got
journey.
It. Absolutely.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.